It's no fun when people don't listen to you, is it? It's not nice to feel like you're on the sidelines and everything you say is just spoken over or forgotten or not heard in the first place. I used to have that very same issue. I don't anymore. In fact, that's a lie. I can do. I do tend to default into speaking too quickly and under-energized. And usually that happens when I'm tired or if I'm speaking to someone I've known for a long time, or if I am speaking to someone who I look up to a lot, I can tend to make myself smaller, quieter, and speak too fast, usually because of anxiety around speaking to them, or just kind of lacking confidence in the situation. Now, this happens to most likely everyone, not everyone, but most people have a certain degree of this. And if you're watching this video, firstly, I'd like to say, stop worrying so much. It's not as big a deal as you think. And it's not because you don't have a deeper voice, and it's not because you don't have a louder voice, although those things tend to sometimes come with confidence. It doesn't mean that doing that will show or provide confidence. It just means that those people are more relaxed usually. And when you're more relaxed, you're more resonant in the first place. So whatever your voice type is or whatever range you speak in, being more relaxed will always make it more fuller and more richer sounding and give you the edge on your own voice. It doesn't matter what other people sound like or have done in the past. That's not important. I'll tell you what, back in 1994, I saw the artist Björk, for those in the UK. I saw her play at Phoenix Festival in Stratford-upon-Avon in the UK. And now, you wouldn't think of Björk as having a powerful voice, would you? Or an authoritative voice. But you might even think she's kind of quirky or cute, or I don't know what your thoughts are. I know that's how people have described it to me in the past. But really, she's a fierce warrior. And talking about commanding attention, she sings with power, don't get me wrong, but she's not necessarily got a deep voice. She certainly knows her stuff, that's very true. But when I saw her play, at the time I believe she was dating a drum and bass DJ called Goldie, and I'm not sure if there's any influence on the music there, because she was a talented musician herself, but she walked onto this huge stage without any band there, in a little white dress. She stood there at the microphone at the front of the stage, nothing else. She did no dancing around. She stood there very calmly, very grounded, very present, and drew these thousands of people into her. She literally just performed her songs, and towards the end of her set, a lot of them were remixed with drum and bass, which is why I thought that was at the period she was dating Goldie. Now, she's kind of, you know, small-framed woman. She's got a not high-pitched voice, but it's, you know, you wouldn't say it's a powerful voice necessarily. She doesn't sound operatic, for example. But she commanded that audience more than I've ever seen. In fact, it was one of my favourite, like, shows I've ever seen in my life. And it was a real testament to holding court and actually holding presence. Because presence will command attention. If you are connected, if you are grounded, if your feet are flat on the floor, your belly loose and your muscles limber and relaxed, you will draw in more attention. You can't help but do that. If you are listening, if you are engaged, you will become engaging. This is a really, really, really key thing to remember if you feel you don't fit in, if you feel that you're not being listened to or heard. You need to plant your feet in the ground and let people know you're there, not through volume, not through deepening of the voice, but through your presence. By being present, you become more present. And that is commanding, and that is how, the best way I know that you can command an audience. In the future, watch your favorite speakers or people you look up to or peers or friends or relatives around you. And try to notice the ones that really stand out. And if those people that really stand out also tend to have deeper, louder voices, see what else they might be doing. See if there's anything else in their message. Are they connected? Or are they just like throwing words away? Are they with you? Do they draw you in? or are they just putting their message on you? What is it that works? Look at them. Watch people. You can improve yourself by looking at others. And if you can find a video of Björk from the mid-90s, check her out. She was absolutely awesome. Right? Hopefully that's helpful. Very short one today, but think about it. It's really important to command attention. You don't have to be louder. You don't have to be deeper. Just more grounded and present. See you next time.